granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down at Pine Ridge. Well, judging from the progress being made on the proposed motion picture theater, looks as though Lum and Abner have hit upon an idea for a successful business venture, and Pine Ridge should soon be enjoying its first picture show. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot 'em down store and library. Lum is talking on the phone.
Listen. Yeah, well, that's good news, Eugene.
Tickets, please.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Right, here's a ticket.
Well, I might drive by there sometime this afternoon and see how it looks.
Here, little fella, I'll take your ticket.
All right, Eugene. Much obliged for calling.
Good to me.
Goodbye.
Tickets, please. Right here,
what
tickets.
Are you doing?
I'm just practicing taking up tickets while I'm going to stay over at the picture show.
Goodness sakes. Hi, Granny's Admiral. Eugene Blevin says him and his men ought to have the carpenter's work all done by the end of this week.
Well, doggies, they're coming right along with remodeling that warehouse, ain't they? I figured it'd take them a heap longer than this to make that place over into a picture show.
Yeah, but you know what that means, don't you? It means we ought to be able to have the big opening premiere of a theater next week. Maybe even the first part of the week.
You reckon we can, sure enough?
Well, the rate things have been moving along lately, we ought to.
Well,
I can't think of nothing in the world that can stop us now.
Me neither. Doggies, this thing has been running along awful good, ain't it?
Oh, sure it has. You know, Abner, I believe this is the best thing we ever got ourselves into.
Well,
I can't hardly wait for that premiere opening.
Oh, that ought to be something.
Of course, that mine we went into, the old 97 mine, might have been better, but this sounds better right now.
Yeah, I believe this is the best deal we've had yet. There's just one thing, Olam. I wish we could get a picture with Charlie Chaplin's in it for the opening. He's always been my favorite.
Charlie Chaplin?
Yes, sir. I ain't saw him for quite a while.
No, I ain't neither. I don't know whereabouts to get one of his pictures. Besides, we done got a film for the premiere.
Yeah, I know we have. I just wish we had one with Charlie Chaplin's in it. Always enjoyed seeing him.
He was a case of...
He was.
He always struck me funny for some reason.
Well, sir, me too.
Always got himself in the worst mix-up. Never used no good judgment.
No.
I hate to laugh at a feller's troubles that way, but he's always doing something anybody with just half sense and no better.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to laugh, too. I just used to sit there and just try my best to keep from it. Especially that walk of his.
Well, he couldn't help that, more like.
No, I reckon it's body oughtn't to make fun of how somebody walks that way.
No, the feller can't help how he looks. I've always said that.
Yeah. I'll tell you something else I wish we could get for the opening, too, Lum. It's something I seen in there at the Lyric Theaters at the county seat. I'm telling you, Lum, it was the outdoingest thing I ever seen in my whole life.
What was it?
It was a picture show with a duck acting in it.
Well, I just want a duck.
Yes, sir. A duck. Fact is, they called him Donald Duck. That's what they called him in the picture.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've saw him in pictures.
Well, sir, now, it's just plumb right down astonishing what they've learned that little rascal to do. He just acts might not human.
Well, the way I understand them
things... They got him to where he talks and everything else long. Well, he don't exactly talk. It's sort of a part talking and part quacking, I reckon you'd call it. But every once in a while, you can make out exactly what he was saying.
Yeah, well, I read about them things once.
It's the beatenest one thing you ever seen. Walks around on his hind legs all the time.
Well, that's the only legs a duck's got, his hind legs.
Oh, that's right, ain't it? Well, I mean, this duck, he walks different than other ducks does, Olam. He stands right up straight like a human. Wears clothes, too. Got a little suit for him to wear. Doggy, that'd be funny having a duck running around a house that you could talk to, wouldn't it?
You know, I think the way they do that, Abner, they don't actually have a live duck there.
Well, now, I sort of spacing that myself, Mom. I don't think it's a sure enough duck, neither. Of course, they claim it is, but I believe I catched on to what they's doing. I think it's a man dressed up like one.
You mean a man dressed up like a duck?
Yeah, a little short fella, of course. One of them are midgets, I reckon, tis. Stands to reason they couldn't learn no duck to do the things he done. I just wish you could have saw him now.
Well, I told you I have saw him.
Of course, now, on the other hand, I ain't too sure it's a man neither, Lum. Of course, I don't see how they ever could have got a man that could talk so much like a duck. Or look like one, for that matter. It's a mysterious thing, sort of thing.
Well, the way I understand it is they take and draw a whole batch of pictures of this duck, and then they take pictures of the pictures that the duck drawed, and then... And then when they get it all put together, somehow or other, it looks just like the duck was alive, sort of.
Alive? Well, don't worry, he's alive. Because he's doing things there that I never could do. And Ron, you just ought to wait, see the way that little varmint can run. One time there, he got to going so fast, it looked like he had a wheel fastened onto him instead of legs.
Well, to be right honest, Abner, I don't know exactly how they do it. I know there's some trick to it, though.
Well, whatever it is, I wish we could get a picture of him in it. I just love him.
Well, I think that'd be better for later on, though. I don't think it'd be best to have that right at first.
Why not?
Well, it just wouldn't look right to have our grand opening and use a picture with a duck doing the acting.
Well, no, I reckon not.
We got to have a big picture for that.
Big? I thought they're all the same size, them pictures.
Well, they're the same size, but some of them's what they call big pictures. Extras.
Well, now, we don't want to get one too big for that screen we got over our lawn.
Well, that won't make no difference, Admiral. They'll fit the screen.
Huh?
When I say big, that ain't got nothing to do with the size of it.
You mean when you call something big, that ain't got nothing to do with its size?
Not in the moving picture business. Big just means it's extra gooder.
Well, they've got more crazy names for things. Just looks like I'm going to have to learn to talk all over again this picture show business.
Oh, you catch on to them experts.
I doubt it.
Just listen to me close, and you won't have no trouble.
I won't, huh?
Now, I see right now I just naturally cut out for the show business.
Well, I believe this is one thing we're going to make a success out of.
Oh, ain't no doubts about
yes,
it.
Sir.
You can tell by how smooth things has been running.
Oh, yeah.
We're practical millionaires right now. Thousandaires, anyway.
Well, good for us. Well, sir, there's something I've always wanted to be. Is a millionaire.
Hmm.
I was telling Elizabeth the other night, I said, if I was having my druthers, I'd rather... Wait a minute, here comes Squire Skimp up out there.
Hmm. Ain't saw him around for a couple of weeks.
Hmm.
Reckon where he's been keeping himself.
No telling. Well, howdy, Squire.
Yeah, come on in, Squire.
Well, gentlemen. What a pleasant afternoon out today.
Yes, it is, yeah. What can we do for you, Squire?
No, not a thing, Lum. But just keep your seat now, Lum. Don't get up. I just dropped in to chat a while. That's the time of day.
Oh, well, I'm proud you dropped in. Sit down. Drag up a bottle.
Here. I'll just get this one right here, Lum. Yes, thank you. Well, they tell me...
Wait a minute, Squire. I believe there's some molasses in that box. You can get it all over your breeches there.
Yeah. And it's too late now, Lum. Too late now. We started to notice that.
Huh. It'll come out.
Yeah, my best trousers, too. Well, no use getting up now. It's too late. As I started to say, they were telling me that you gentlemen are going to open up a picture show in Pine Ridge.
Yeah, we're going to be open just a few days now, I hope.
Yes, I was just over at the warehouse, and that's a nice job of remodeling that Eugene's done over there, too. It looks all right, Lum.
Well, thank you, Squire. We think it's going to look right nice.
Yes, sir. I'll tell you, though, you men just beat me out of an idea there.
Beat you out of an idea?
I had the same thing in mind myself. You know what? That's my old business, Lum, the theater. I was in show business long before I came to this part of the country. In fact, I opened up the first picture theater in Centralia, Missouri, years ago. The old opera house there opened it up, yes.
Well, I do know. Well, that's one business I never knowed you'd been in, sir.
Oh, yes, indeed, Lum. Yes, indeed. I know the picture business from A to Z.
Hmm.
You know it from where, Squire?
He said he knowed it from A to Z.
Huh?
That means... Well, it means from A to Z.
Oh.
Go ahead, Squire. What was you start to say?
Well, I was just wondering, how you men would like a third partner in this enterprise of yours. You know, you really should have somebody in there that knows show business thoroughly.
Third partner?
Yes, yes.
Well, I don't much think we'd want to take in no third partner, Squire.
I know dead blame well we wouldn't. I don't think nothing about it.
You see, Squire, we get to dividing them profits three ways and just wouldn't be nigh as much for none of us. Yeah, that's right.
Well, yes, Lum, that's one way of looking at it, all right. But with my knowledge of the picture business, why, I could make more than enough extra profits for you, Lum, to pay my share, so don't worry about that.
Well, how do you figure that, Squire?
What's that?
Ain't much a fella can do, so I just take the tickets and run the fella.
No, there's more to it than that, Lum. Oh, it takes showmanship. You've got to figure out new ways of attracting the patrons to your theater. Now, for example, Lum, this premiere that you're going to have, why, that ought to be one of the biggest events in the history of Pine Ridge.
Well, it will be, won't it?
Well, not unless you have this whole countryside plastered with advertisements, Lum. Why, if I had charge of that theater, I'd have the SRO sign out every night of the week.
Well, that ain't the name of it, though. We ain't decided on a name yet.
Well, Lum, what I mean by the SRO sign is standing room only.
Oh.
I'd have every seat in that place sold every night.
Well, maybe we ought to have one of them signs, after all. That's one thing we've overlooked.
Yes, well, you'll need it if I go in with you.
I don't know, Squire, but what you would make us a good third partner. You brung up some points there that shows you know what you're talking about.
No, yes, indeed, Lum.
Now, just a minute, Lum, before you go any further. I've got something to say about that. I'm a partner in this. Don't forget that.
Yeah, of course, you'd have to be satisfaction with that.
No? Well, it ain't satisfaction with me. I'll tell you that right now. First place, I don't want no third partner. And if I did, I wouldn't want Squire here.
Why, Abner, you hurt Squire.
Now, I don't see any reasons why you should feel like this, Abner. As good of friends as you and I've always been.
Why, sure.
Well, I'll tell you, Squire. I've had all the business dealings with you I want. Every time we always get skinned, and you know
Abner,
it.
Why, I'm surprised at you, Abner. I was merely trying to do you men a favor.
Natural, I understand that.
Well, now, you ain't going to get no third interest in our picture show, so you may as well get that idea out of your head right here and now, Squire.
Calm yourself down.
Well, all right, then, if that's the way you feel about it, Abner. I gave you a chance. But now, if you men don't let me in with you on this deal, I'm going to open up a theater right here in Pine Ridge and run competition to you. I'll run you out of business. I'll close that show of yours up, or I'll know the reason why.